Innisfail. Shortly after 9 p.m. on November 25, men's rec hockey players began arriving at the Innisfail Arena. They were met with a notice stating there was special access just for players of the Innisfail Men's Rec League. Each league member entering the door were immediately met by two Town of Innisfail staff. They were polite and professional while asking each player to show either proof of vaccination, a letter of medical exemption or proof of a negative COVID rapid test. On this night, all players from four teams had mandatory documentation. A man identifying himself as a referee did not. He was politely told he could not stay to referee the game. This was the Rec League's new reality laid down last week following 2 weeks of resistance to the town's restrictions exemption program for adult programming at the Innisfail Arena, which the town and its council believe was possibly the loosest in the province. "It sounds like everyone who attended for their scheduled games were cooperative," said Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer. "I've had no reports back that there was any confrontation. I am glad to hear the participants doing what is expected of them, as managed by the town but also as mandated by the province." The Rec Hockey League is now the only local user group screened by the town for proof of vaccination at the door of any town-owned recreational facility. It's likely players will have to do so until at least the end of their current hockey season, or the loosening of current provincially mandated pandemic restrictions. That's kind of the plan at this given time. We will see how it goes. "It's only one night and we'll continue on with this procedure, and just see how it goes," said Becker, noting the town did its best with its initial belief that all user groups at the Innisfail Arena would responsibly manage the COVID-related restrictions on their own. "They chose at that time not to, and we brought that level of screening to allow them to be able to play." It was on November 22 that the town gave notice to Jeffrey Midland, the contact person for the six-team men's rec league, that as of November 25 they will be required to show vaccination documentation of all players and officials to town staff before being allowed into the arena, a move made due to the continued non-compliance by players from two teams. Midland said last week he did not know whether the town's new tough stance to get renegade teams and players to comply will be a problem for any of the teams. "It could. I have no idea. It's not up to me to know their medical status," said Midland, who is a player in the league. He would not comment on whether he is vaccinated. "It's none of your business. Maybe the response should be that I don't consent to give you that information because that is what this is all about," he said, conceding there could be some players who may not want to test the town's resolve. "That town has put it out there, sure. So, maybe some people don't play anymore." Meanwhile, Mayor Gene Barkley supported the efforts of Becker and administration on the way they are handling the testy COVID-related problem at the arena. "These are ministerial orders that have been put in place by the province. The town of Innisfail as an organization needs to comply," said Barkley. "It's unfortunate we got to this. We have tried to be as fair as we can, but unfortunately, they are a couple of teams or people on a couple of teams that seem to not want to comply despite the dialogue that has gone on between the town and these teams." In October, the town rolled out restrictions exemption programs for each adult user group at the Innisfail Arena, which includes the Innisfail Men's Rec League. The town is relying on simple trust that users will meet compliance. The provincial restrictions exemption program allows indoor recreation facilities to operate without most public health restrictions, although masks are still mandatory. All patrons aged 12 and older must provide valid proof of vaccination or proof of a negative rapid test within the last 72 hours, or documentation of a medical exemption. In recreation facilities where the restrictions exemption program is not enacted, adult, 18 and older, indoor group classes and activities are not permitted and adult competitions are paused except where vaccine exemptions have been granted. Capacity is limited to one-third of the facility's fire code and attendees must be with household members only or two close contacts if they live alone. Youth sports, under 18, are permitted in facilities that have not enacted the restrictions exemption program as long as participants screen for symptoms, maintain 2-meter distancing and wear masks except while engaged in physical activity.